Best Laid Plans, American Idol 8, Real Person Slash, Chris Allen, Adam Lambert, written by Spiked Love, read by Nana Hala. Adam's palms were actually sweating. He wiped them off on his jeans and tried to appear totally calm and collected when he heard the key card in the lock. Chris was talking on his cell phone when he stepped into his hotel room, and he froze mid-sentence when he saw Adam sitting there. Yeah, he finally said into the phone, letting go of the door so it swung shut behind him. I'm still here. Chris stepped further into the room, still looking at Adam as if he wasn't sure he was real, which was expected since Adam had shown up in Vegas early. He hadn't told anyone that he was flying in tonight, hoping that neither his fans nor the media would get a hold of his travel plans and spoil the surprise. Though maybe surprising Chris might not have been a good idea, he still stood rooted to the spot and looked like he might start crying as his eyes drank in the sight of Adam. Adam stood and crossed the room to meet Chris. He slid his hands into Chris's hair, pushing it away from his face. "Your hair," he said, not even knowing what he meant, and then he pressed a kiss to the side of Chris's head. "I'll call you back," Chris said, speaking distractedly to whomever was on the other end of the cell. Adam heard the dull thud as the phone hit the rug, and then Chris had his arms around Adam, his face buried in Adam's chest. "Adam," he said, "you're here," and it sounded like, "I love you, and I miss you." For the first time in weeks, Adam felt complete. He slid his arms around Chris and held him so tight he thought it might be difficult for him to breathe, but Chris didn't complain. "I love you too, baby," Adam said. "I missed you so much." "Me too," Chris said into Adam's chest, fisting his hands in the back of Adam's shirt, holding on as if he'd never let go of him again. Which was perfectly fine with Adam. Finally, Chris pulled back just enough to lift his head. He released Adam with one arm and raised that hand to the small pendant resting on Adam's chest. He brushed the tip of one finger over it, then went up on his toes and brushed his lips across Adam's. Adam brought one hand up and cradled the back of Chris's head and crushed their mouths together. He bit at Chris's lip and licked into his mouth. Chris moaned and opened to him immediately, his tongue meeting and dancing with Adam's before chasing it back into his mouth. They didn't break the kiss until they needed to breathe, and even then Chris refused to break their connection. He kept his mouth pressed to Adam's skin and placed open-mouthed kisses along Adam's jaw and down his neck. "Chris," Adam breathed, his hand sliding beneath Chris's t-shirt so he could press his fingertips to warm skin. Chris spit Adam's ear and then, voice rough, said, "I want you to fuck me." Adam groaned and rocked his hips into Chris. "Baby, need it now," Chris said, and Adam groaned again. He was so fucking hard, but he'd had plans, great plans, taking it slow and making it good plans, but Chris was determinedly backing him up towards the bed. "Want to make it good for you," Adam managed to get out. "It will be," Chris assured him as he pushed Adam down onto the edge of the bed and climbed onto his lap. Chris cupped Adam's face and kissed him again, and Adam curled his fingers around Chris's hips and just held on. Chris slid his hands to the back of Adam's head and moaned when his fingers encountered the shorter hair. Chris ran his fingers up and down the back of Adam's neck. He broke the kiss to drop a kiss beneath Adam's ear, then slid off his lap and twisted round behind him, planting kisses as he went. Chris lifted Adam's shirt, and Adam helped him pull it off, and then Adam moaned as Chris continued to kiss his neck, slipping round Adam's other side and back onto his lap to claim his mouth once more. Chris gently cupped Adam's jaw with one hand as he insinuated the other between them, finding Adam's belt buckle. "Chris," Adam said, still attempting to slow Chris down. He reached for Chris's hand, but Chris pulled it away and lifted his own t-shirt over his head. While Adam was distracted by all that bared skin, exploring it with fingers and tongue, Chris went back to work on his belt buckle. Adam moaned as Chris wiggled on his lap, then groaned when Chris's hand pushed inside his jeans. "Fuck," Adam groaned, and Chris hummed in agreement. "That's the idea," Chris said as he slid off Adam's lap. Chris towed off his sneakers, then shoved down his jeans and kicked them off so he stood naked in front of Adam. Adam's voice cracked when he said Chris's name. "I had a plan," Adam said. "Take it slow. Make it so good for you." "It will be good for me," Chris insisted. "Please, Adam, please. Next time slow, but this time not slow." Adam watched as Chris climbed into the middle of the bed and knelt there, ass in the air, tempting, begging Adam to take him. "I need to get you ready," Adam said, and wondered if he was trying to convince Chris or himself. "I'm ready," Chris said, and the way his voice hitched told Adam that something was up. "Let me just see," Adam said soothingly. He shifted on the bed and reached for Chris, intending to press two fingers into him to satisfy himself that he wouldn't hurt Chris. He found his entry blocked by the base of a butt plug. Adam's cock swelled even harder when he realized that Chris had been waiting for him, that he'd been wearing this plug in anticipation of... Adam had to grip himself to keep from coming right then. "Chris?" "Come on, Adam," Chris whined. "Oh, baby, no," Adam said. "You present me with such a pretty picture, and you think I'm not going to take a second to look?" Adam pushed himself back on the bed, so he knelt behind Chris. He spread Chris's ass cheeks and toggled the plug. His entire body went hot at the sounds Chris made. "You do this for me, Chris?" Chris made an unintelligible sound, and Adam leaned in and kissed Chris's cheek, then licked the skin around the base of the plug. He pulled the plug out, then pressed it back in, then again, until Chris pressed his face into the mattress to muffle his cries. Adam quickly stood and removed his boots and jeans, then found the condoms and lube in the bedside drawer. He climbed back onto the bed and positioned himself behind Chris, then gently removed the plug. Chris whimpered in relief and then moaned as Adam pressed two fingers inside him. "You feel so good around my fingers. Gonna feel so good on my cock." "Yes," Chris moaned, wiggling his ass impatiently. Adam thought briefly about drawing it out, making Chris wait a little longer, but they'd both waited long enough, and to be honest, the moment Chris had walked in the door, Adam's plan to take things slow had been shot to hell, despite his best intentions. Chris, unaware of Adam's silent musings, took matters into his own hands. He pushed back, fucking himself on Adam's fingers. He was talking, but with his voice muffled in the sheets, all Adam heard was "please" and "need this" and "miss you so much." Adam withdrew his fingers and immediately replaced them with his cock. Chris made a sound of relief as Adam filled him. Adam pulled out, then pressed back in, watching his cock slide in and out of Chris's body, the way Chris stretched around him. The next time he pulled out, Adam slammed back into Chris. And if the sounds Chris made were any indication, he fully approved. Chris tried to raise himself up, but Adam bent over his back, mouthed at his neck, and held him down as he drove into his ass. Chris panted and made little keening sounds deep in his throat. He clenched the comforter in a white-knuckled grip. "You feel so good, Chris," Adam said. "So fucking good." Chris said Adam's name, then started shaking. Adam slid his arm under Chris and held him as Chris came apart beneath him, and then he closed his eyes and pressed his nose to Chris's hair, breathing in the scent of him as his own release crashed over him. Adam took a few seconds to catch his breath, then carefully withdrew from Chris. Adam rubbed Chris's back when he whined in protest, then hurriedly disposed of the condom. He laid down next to Chris, pulling him into his arms. Chris wrapped himself around Adam like an octopus, his head finding its reserved spot on Adam's shoulder. After a few minutes of silence, Chris sighed. He pressed a kiss to Adam's skin and said, "Can we just stay here forever?" Adam smiled sadly as he stroked his hand down Chris's back. "Sounds nice, but I think someone might come looking for us." Chris sounded equally as sad when he said, "Yeah." "It's almost over," Adam said, repeating the mantra that had gotten him through the past few weeks. "I hate having to hide this, us," Chris said. "I know, baby, me too." Adam brushed his lips across the top of Chris's head and didn't sigh. Chris wasn't saying anything new, anything Adam hadn't thought 100 times, but he knew that sometimes you just needed to let the frustration out, even if you wrecked a hotel room doing it. "Not tonight, though, right?" "Hmm?" Adam said, drawn out of his thoughts by Chris's question. "They won't come looking for us tonight." "Not tonight," Adam agreed, his hands sliding down Chris's sides. as Chris pressed him onto his back and shimmied on top of him, his body already responding to the intent expression on Chris's face. "Good," Chris said, and then he gave Adam the smile that meant they wouldn't be getting much sleep that night. Adam drew Chris's head down and kissed his approval of that plan into Chris's mouth. The end.